It's right on the Market Daily Report on July 25, 2024.
Tidbits for today.
The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes were down on Wednesday, and had its worst day since late 2022, due to a sell-off in high-flying technology stocks. The S&P slid 2.3%, with Tesla shares plunging 12% in the biggest drop since September 2020. The NASDAQ 100 was about 3.7% lower, due to Google's YouTube advertising revenue weakness. Eduardo Vannon wrote on Wednesday.
Soybean basis FOB Paranaguay and CFR China surged 30 to 40 cents per bushel in just a few days. Farmer selling in Brazil was slow again, but demand from Chinese crushers seemed to be impacted by the worsening crush margins for both crops. The quality of soybeans up north is becoming a serious challenge for the continuation of the export program in Brazil. Traders are attempting to manage this by relocating beans from different regions, which is costly. Corn basis appears to have reached a temporary ceiling. The U.S. Gulf is cheaper for many destinations. I've heard that Argentina has also dropped its levels. Moreover, farmer selling in the last 10 days was quite strong, increasing the likelihood of a downward adjustment in basis. Interest rates in Brazil climbed again, still reflecting the government's vague announcements regarding expense cuts for 2025.
With June and July weather relatively friendly for much of the Corn Belt, some traders, analysts, and observers have been steadily increasing the yields used in their supply and demand outlooks, with one private group coming in with a 189 bushel per acre corn yield late last week, which is 5% above the USDA trendline. Well, we doubt those, but no wonder prices are on the bottom with such estimates being used for trading algorithms. Oil prices are soft today, as concerns over weak demand in China and expectations of a nearing ceasefire deal in the Middle East overcame crude price gains on Wednesday. The Russian government could ban diesel exports if prices spike in the near term, but no decision has been made yet. There are no conditions for a complete ban on diesel shipments abroad so far. However, the government is restoring a ban on gasoline exports on August 1. Ibrahim Arga, analyst and fertilizer trader, reported Russian fertilizer exports to the EU surged 70% between January and May 2024, compared to the same period previous year. Argentine fertilizer imports rose 70% in the first 5 months this year, compared to 2023. Nitrogen fertilizers imports more than doubled from a year ago. The use of drones to spray pesticides on crops is still not approved or legal in Canada, but Canada's Pest Management Regulatory Agency has approved the first herbicide to be applied by drone. China is the world leader in the total number of agricultural machinery. The number of agro drones involved in fieldwork in China has exceeded 200,000 units. Meanwhile, China reported its largest grain output increase in 9 years this summer, driven by a bumper wheat harvest. Summer grain production has increased by 3.6 million tons, to reach nearly 150 million, a new high despite frequent meteorological disasters. Eurozone July PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, was down 0.8, at 50.1 and less than expected. PMI ranges between 0 and 100. Numbers above 50 signal upcoming growth, 50 is dead steady. The U.S. economy grew faster in July, according to S&P surveys, in a sign it is holding up well despite high interest rates and lingering inflation. The estimate of the S&P United States Services PMI climbed to a 28-month high of 56 points in July, from 55.3 in the prior month. Manufacturing PMI is not so overwhelming. The estimate for July is at 49.5, versus 51.6 in June. The United States has been the leading raw cotton exporter to the world virtually every year for more than 100 years. U.S. grown cotton was once principally used in domestic mills, but raw cotton exports became the dominant use in the early 2000s. Mills in other countries, particularly China, expanded textile and apparel product exports. Most U.S. grown cotton is now destined for foreign mills and subject to increased competition from other countries. In recent years, Brazil has gradually become a major cotton export competitor as domestic production expanded in the center-west region. On favorable conditions, Brazil's 2023-24 cotton crop is estimated at a record 14.6 million bales, while U.S. production decreased because of drought in the southwest. USDA's June S&D report forecast Brazil's 23-24 cotton exports at 12.4 million bales, surpassing U.S. exports to become the largest global exporter. However, for 2024-25, the United States is projected to reclaim the leading export role due to rebound in production. Ethanol production decreased, but last week's total came within 2,000 BPD of the highest production level ever. Year-to-date production is behind the USDA pace so far. Stocks have been pretty much sideways over the past 9 weeks. Ethanol margins decreased some, to 85 cents this week. These are the best sustained margins since October. Lower corn prices are fueling the strong margins. That's it for today. As always, you will find additional info in our mailing. Today, it's the broilers hatchery and ethanol production numbers. See you tomorrow, right on the market, out.